Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. My name is Dan, and I'm reading Psalm 84 today. Psalm 84 has the heading, "For the Chief Musician Set to the Gittith, a Psalm of the Sons of Korah." How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yea, even faints for the courts of God. My heart and my flesh cry out unto the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found her a house, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appeareth before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. This is a curious psalm that approaches my life in different ways. Sometimes it's full of joy and hope, and yet it can also be full of the very words of sorrow that I feel inside. How did it sound to you? As for sorrow, it's full of longing, clearly. The great need to be with God in his temple surmounts all the other ideas that the author is facing. He feels homeless without God. Worse off than the sparrows, even. His longing is like a life dried up, and he goes from one patch of water to another, from strength to strength, but only just. But the psalm is also full of hope and joy, too. Though one faints for God's house, it is clearly within reach. One need not be great in God's house, even. Even being a mere doorkeeper is enough. It's encouraging to know that the blessings are available to those little lowly ones like you and me, too. Even sparrows can find a resting place with God. What then do you think of this psalm? Does it bring you hope, or does it speak to your sorrow? And what do you suspect will happen when you read it a year from now? Might your attitude change? Well, let's read it again now and think about it. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yea, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out unto the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found her a house, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valleys of weeping, they make it a place of springs. Yea, the early rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appeareth before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. I think that for all the joy that this psalm makes me feel, the strong middle section of passing through the valley of weeping and searching for the water and from strength to strength, trying to find the rain covering it with blessings. And it makes me wonder, is it full of water? Or is it dry and I'm desperate? I think that that's a really interesting image to batter around with and to wonder. Sometimes I feel one way and sometimes I feel another. And that's the power of the poetry and the power of this art. These are the words of God, and they are meant to encourage and to strengthen and to lift us up. But it does work like all art, like all good art does. It elicits ideas in our minds and connects us to the ideas and the message of God. And I think that that is a beautiful thing. I really do encourage you to read this psalm again in a year, or in a month, or in a week, or tomorrow. I encourage you to see the way, it's not that the words change, but the way you change and the way you grow as you continue to read God's word. And don't read just the Psalms, read the whole Bible. Read the Gospels over and again. Read the law that God wrote for the Israelites. Read the story of the early church in the book of Acts. Read the letters that Paul and the others wrote to the Christians to help them know what God's will was. Feel free to check out my sister podcast, Reading the Gospel, where I'm reading through the Gospel of Luke and trying to communicate and share the good word of Jesus and the gospel that he brought to the people. I'm hoping that this will be just another way of spreading God's word both to you and to your friends and to your family, and I encourage you to share it with whomever you would like. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.